So this patient has Waterhouse-Fredriksen syndrome, secondary to meningococcal septicemia. So patient was treated for meningitis, and we can assume that it was the gram-negative diplococci, Neisseria meningitidis. It causes a bilateral hemorrhagic necrosis of the adrenal glands. USMLE actually likes that. They want you to know it's hemorrhagic, it's not ischemic. When they ask about that difference, you should know something called Sheehan syndrome with pregnancy. That's ischemic necrosis of the pituitary gland, whereas Waterhouse-Fredriksen syndrome, secondary to meningococcal septicemia, is going to be hemorrhagic necrosis of the adrenal glands. So this patient has a drop in blood pressure. You might say, well, why is that the case? It's because decreased cortisol. The function of cortisol is to upregulate alpha-1 receptors on vascular endothelium. Those alpha-1 receptors will then bind norepinephrine and epinephrine and dopamine, the catecholamines coming from the adrenal medulla, which in turn enable the vasoconstriction and maintenance of basal level blood pressure. So in patients who have hemorrhagic infarction of the adrenal glands, decreased cortisol, decreased ability to maintain blood pressure. These patients are going to require hydrocortisone as a treatment. So many things to talk about. I want to stay concise, but if they were to ask you, if they say fluids are given to this patient, fluids are given to this patient, what other agent should be administered? Answer is hydrocortisone. Students are like, that sounds really fucking weird. Well, it's not. It's because the patient's deficient in cortisol and needs the cortisol to upregulate those alpha-1 receptors, which is therefore permissive of the catecholamines doing their job to maintain the blood pressure. Now we look at the electrolyte, the biochemical disturbance. Sodium's low, potassium's high, bicarb's low. Some of the students reading this question will say, well, I'm not sure of the lab values. Like, I need to see the normal lab values. It's time to take the training wheels off, okay? Especially if you're studying for 2CK. At the minimum, you need to be aware of these values. Even though they're there for you on the exam, you're gonna need some speed, where some questions are gonna be loaded with lab values. You're not gonna have time to be going through checking all of the reference ranges. So sodium is 130, it's low. Normal range is 135 to 145 milliequivalents per liter. Potassium's high here at 5.3. Normal range is 3.5 to 5. And then bicarb's low at 20. Normal range is 22 to 28 milliequivalents per liter. So this is characteristic of adrenal insufficiency. Like, when you see those values, that should say, we have low aldosterone. Okay. So the combination of the low cortisol, low aldosterone, we know that we have the adrenal insufficiency, once again, due to Waterhouse-Fredriksen syndrome. We diagnose adrenal insufficiency with the ACTH stimulation test because ACTH, if we administer that exogenously, that should cause an acute rise in the cortisol levels. So if the cortisol levels do not rise appreciably in the setting of administering that exogenous ACTH, we know that we do in fact have adrenal insufficiency. So that is our answer here, okay? It's just simply ACTH stimulation test is what we use to diagnose adrenal insufficiency. That's your concise point. Looking at the CT scans of the abdomen with and without contrast, those are just distractors. Decide to be an asshole and put them in there like that. You might say, wow, like, is it with or without? If we were to do a CT of the abdomen in order to visualize the adrenal gland, like let's say we're looking for an aldosteronoma, we would use with contrast. The only times you're not going to use contrast is when you're looking for blood in the brain, okay? And also for, so if you had an intracranial bleed of some kind, epidural, subdural, hematoma, subarachnoid hemorrhage, we would do CT of the head without contrast. Or you could do CT of the abdomen without contrast in patients when you're looking for kidney stones, okay? Kidney stones, ureteral stones, you would not use contrast. But when you're looking for the organs in general, like looking at pancreas, looking at liver, looking at adrenal glands, you're going to do CT scan of the abdomen with contrast, but not our answer here. Dexamethasone suppression test, that's for Cushing's, okay? That's a long, long discussion. Don't worry, I will make other questions going into more detail on dexamethasone suppression test. But I know some of you seen this question like, not sure, which one is it? Dexamethasone suppression test, that's once again for Cushing's, okay? MRI of the pituitary glands, just wrong answer in general. I mean, this is not a pituitary tumor, it's not a prolactinoma, but that's just as a distractor in case you're not sure what's going on. Okay, that's pretty much it. Once again, could do a 90-minute oral presentation on this stuff. I'll make other questions going into more details and all the nitty-gritty. That's it.